This is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. One of the greatest things we have from God is the joy of the Lord. Lift your hands and say, Lord, your joy is all I need 24/7. I say, repeat with that, your joy is all I need 24/7. Because it will bring me spiritual energy. It will bring spiritual energy. And you can go on the journey. I'm happy to meet every one of you. God has something good for us. Before I speak, I will welcome the young girl I married 40 years ago. And then she was very linking small girl to show that I was a good man, to show I was a good man. I stayed with me, increased her size, and the parents are so happy with me. Since we are, the mom has been calling, how you people doing? Because they know no matter how your age or your height, a mother is still a mother. Her mother is all we have now. My parents have gone to be with the Lord. My parents, two of them died on Sundays in the same month of April. My father-in-law, the dad also have gone. Remember the mother. So she's all we have as parents. While we are preparing this morning, I preach about three churches on the line, our branch churches in Nigeria. So from 2:30 till about 7 this morning, I've not slept. Even while we are coming, my sister can hear I was talking to people. So I will call my wife to bring a song. She will sing. Can you give him a clapping hand, please? God bless you. Before. Now she, God bless all with 6 boys. And glory to God, last year, my baby of the house, Emmanuel, graduated, finished youth service, all by the grace of God through this young lady. To God be the glory. And above all, they are all in the Lord, the children. This morning, my last boy gave me information what happened in the church, even though I preached to them this morning. Chichoya, go ahead.
God is awesome in this place, and he deserves our worship, he deserves our praise. Blessed be your holy name, King of kings and Lord of lords, we worship you today. You deserve our worship. Only you, no one else. We honor you today. Oh, worthy, worthy, worthy is your name. Narekele, narekele, for the great and mighty things that you have done. Narekele, narekele, chineke. Idimanezie, Chineke, Idimanezie, for the great and mighty things that you have done. Narekele, narekele, Chineke irimanezie. Chineke idima nezie. Baba, eshe o baba, eshe o baba, awadu pe bab. Ba 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 oh ha she oh e she oluwa mi e she oh baba awa dupe ba 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 oh e she oh e she oluwa she oh Baba, awa dupe baba.
I brought her to America to eat pizza and hamburger. And when we flew to Houston, where my best man, in the university there, and shared both of them. She made surprises. She said, "Is that how this place is?" She bombarded me with a lot of questions. Number one, nobody on the road. Are people living in this city? Only the vehicle she was seeing. That's from the airport. I said, "Wait, let us get down. We flew for almost 13 hours from London, plus 6 hours from Nigeria. That's about 19. Let's get back and rest." The next question, when we got to our lodging place, they treated us very well. It was a very good hotel. And because their children are back from school in Houston, that's why they gave us a place. The next morning, she woke up early on the time of our quiet time. She said, "Daddy, the light is still on. You don't understand me." I said, "Yes." He said, "How come about since yesterday we came, the light is still on? I'm taking you to somewhere this morning. Because some of you may not know what you have." She knew before we left. We had a new brand generator again, excluding our major big gen. The back home, sometime you stay 2, 3 days, 4 days, 1 week, no light. And to her, it was a surprise. Within that few hours of arrival, the electricity power was still on. That's America for you. But good news is, the people are not even ready to know this God that gave them such a nation. If they know a place of worship like this be filled up, that there is 24 hours, 7 light system, fridges are working. All the places we stay, we make sure we avoid AC. Because she asked me, the ACs, and we have AC in our home, but they are not being put on. It's only when some of our guests come in their guest rooms, the AC stays on. Hours, I put it maybe 2 hours before we go to bed. You make sure you off it because of our weather system anyway. But then the issue is not even that the AC is on, not on, but because the steady of the light. Sometimes somebody will wake up in a place like this and say, "God, thank you. I find myself in a system like this." Lift your hand with me. What God asked me to share with you is know him. Very simple. Give him glory. To the Lord, he reigns. Give him glory to the Lord, he reigns. He reigns. He reigns, he reigns. Give him glory to the Lord. He reigns. Hallelujah. Give him glory to the Lord. He reigns. Jesus reigns. Give him glory to the Lord. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns, he reigns. Give him glory to the Lord. Man Zion member, give him now. Give him glory to my God. He reigns. Jesus reigns. Give him glory to our God. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns, he reigns, daddy reigns. Give him glory to the Lord. He reigns. Thank you, Father. Join me, give him praise. Let's give him praise. Worship him. Magnify him. Majesty, majesty. We worship your majesty, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you praise. Give you all adoration and worship. There is none like you. We give you praise. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the peace of God that passes understanding. Thank you, Father, for the bread you're giving us. Thank you, Father, for the care you're giving us. Amen. Amen. I want you to turn to somebody, tell him, I'm happy you're here. You didn't hear me. Turn to somebody and tell him, I'm happy you are here. You are here. You know, you speak snacks, we don't. Michael used to help me to explain some of the snacks. Return to me the joy of my salvation, O Lord, O Lord. Return to me the joy of my salvation, O Lord. You are my God. You are my God. Restore to me the joy of my salvation. Oh Lord, Jehovah Jireh. Oh Lord, hallelujah. Restore to me the joy of my salvation. Oh Lord, you are mine. Lift your hand and join me. Let's ask him to do that now. Return to me the joy of my salvation. Oh Lord. Oh Lord, hallelujah, restore to me the joy of my salvation. Oh Lord, you are my God. Jesus is our God. Restore to me the joy of my salvation. Oh Lord. Hallelujah. Oh. Everybody say, restore to me the joy of my salvation. Oh Lord. You are Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Turn to somebody, tell him, I'm glad you are here once again. Tell him. Amen. The Lord asked me to share with you briefly. Michael, help me as you normally do. Because you people keep time here. Back home, we allow God to deal with us. We end the preaching, prayer, go for about 2 hours. Man of God, you understand what I'm saying? And but here, everything is in a dry round. I know God is in this place. When I was coming in, a young man, can I have you, my son? I love you so much. There's anointing of worship on you. I want you to keep it up. The presence of God was found in this place. I do not come to entice you with words of eloquence. And I do not hold the Holy Spirit when he's speaking. Yesterday, I came over and then the head office of this ministry to give a counsel. But today, God wants me to speak on this point. Know the Lord. Can we say, know the Lord? Daniel said, they that know the Lord shall be strong. And they will do exploits. They that know the Lord shall be strong. And they will do exploits. Lift your hand closer and say, Father, that I may know you and the power of thy resurrection. Help me to know you in a divine, special way. Most of the songs of the worship here this morning was so, it has already preached my message. Without knowing the Lord we serve, we will not be able to tap into the realm of his presence. Open your Bible with me immediately. Let me show from Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10. It says, that was a man who experienced God in a supernatural way. Many of us come to know him in a different method and style. But this man was one of the people, if you ask in human knowledge, you ever doubt I even know him, neither being saved by him. His name is called Saul of Tarsus before the encounter. And his personal knowledge of God was with a remarkable point and proof. He always testified anywhere he go that it was on the way to Damascus. The light shined. He fell. And he had a voice. And that changed his story. That's why you can't know God by theory, by any human method. It must be an encounter. I say it must be an encounter. And when you knew him in a real way, story must be changed. Your testimony become dynamic. You will not be ordinary follower. You'll be a true disciple because his presence will make a difference. Know the Lord. Look what he says. In spite of what you have known, he says, verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering be made conformable unto his death. This man who met him on the way to Damascus, Acts of Apostles chapter 9, still was not yet enough. As far as we're still in human body, you cannot be settled. The song here stated desperation. There's a song we were singing, I didn't know much about, but I can remember that word. That word caught my attention. Desperation. Jesus put it this way: hunger or thirsty. When you thirsty, it's because your body requires water or drink. When you hunger, you need food. It is the same as desperation. The expression of Paul here is the expression of someone who's hungry, who's thirsty for more. He had made the presence of God, but he realized that is step one. He need further. My prayer as I share with you this word this morning is, may you rise up to know him 24/7, 4 weeks of the month, 52 weeks of the year, or 365 days in the year. May you keep on knowing him. There's no end until the trumpet sound, or until we leave here to meet him. You must be in that platform of desperation. If you want to experience supernatural turnaround, you want to see God in his unique power, you must show, you must have that desire. Daniel chapter 12. Daniel chapter 12, verse 32. Thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. Everybody join me and read. That's the way I do at times in the church. Join me and read. Everybody want to go. Let's all read together to show you how about you look at the board. And such as do wickedly. Are you all reading? I said, join me and read. Want to go. Chapter 11, 32. Thank you, Pastor. Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. And we all read together. Are we there now? Okay, 1, 2, let's read. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. I pray for every one of us, lift up your hands. As we live here today, may you rise up in the place of exploits. May you never sit down to be a mediocre believer. May you be a champion of today to conquer your fears, to bring down your Goliaths. May you conquer your nails. May you conquer in the way you attend to your worship to God. May you conquer in the soul winning. May you conquer in your service to God. May you conquer in your love. May you conquer in the fruit of the Spirit. God is a God of excellence. When he was dealing with me, say, son, I prepare a message. Do you know I left my hand out? It's of God that I left it. I left the hand out. Have you made something like that before? Pastor, have you made something like that before? When it happened, I rejoice. Know the Lord. There are different gods. But I'm talking of the King of Kings. I'm talking of the Lord of Lords. I'm talking of the Alpha and Omega. The God who created you, how unique you are today, there is a God who made you. The Bible said he created you and I in his own image and to be like him. God wants us to be like him. I love the way Apostle John put it in 1 John chapter 3. Let's go there a bit. 1 John chapter 3. If you know the God that we are talking about, I believe God will awake us this morning. God gave me a message to our church in Nigeria. I preached to about 3 churches through phone today. They asked me, the overseer pastor asked me, Papa, what do we have for this month of July? Because last night, Friday was our all night from 10 to 5 a.m. I said, month of July is the month of arise. Arise and pick up your mantle of authority. Arise, shine, arise and have dominion. Arise and walk a child of Almighty God. Arise because you are not called to be a dwarf believer. You are called to be a reigning child of God. Is somebody being blessed by the word you're hearing? And now look at the way John put our God. He says in verse 1 and 2, Beloved, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called what? The sons of God. Woo! How do we get that DNA or connection? From the creation, Genesis 1:26. God said, let us make man in our own what? Image and likeness. We are not created by monkey. I don't look like monkey. So that evolution theory is useless. It was after many years of transformation. That's not true. All monkeys to today be a monkeys. Yes or true? Yes or no? Monkey cannot be a human body. No, they resemble monkey. But there's something in us that is divinely applied. We have common sense. Monkey has no common sense. I said that in the university in Nigeria, everyone went wide. Animals are quite different from human. God made us to be like him. And John said here that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not because he knew him not. Remember, my text is know the Lord. Know the Lord. You don't know him by theory. You don't know him by ordinary mouth confession. There are practical oozing from you that demonstrate you know the Lord. God will open our eyes of understanding. In the little time we're spending here, you will be renewed. I say you'll be renewed to know your God. And move out to demonstrate I know whom I have believed. That was what Paul said to Timothy. He said, I know whom I have believed. If you know him very well, you know that 2 Timothy, you know whom you believe. Obviously, we will live here today as champions. In verse 2, it says, Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we should be, shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. We can't finish without the third one. And every man that had this hope in him purify himself even as he is pure. That's not a strong recommendation. Purity or purifying ourselves is simply like washing your clothes. But the point God asked me to get everyone all reminded is you should know whom he is. We should know the Lord. Somebody lifted and said, Lord, help me to know you in your originality. Help me to know you so that I can find joy to commune, worship, and praise you at all times. Three things I said there. Help me to know so that I can worship, come before your presence, and praise you at all times. Can we say that? That is it. That's how he wants us to know him. You can't know him and be the same. I'm going to mention three things that will justify your knowledge of him. Three things I want to mention. Then we give up. Hear me, this one I'm speaking from the oracle of heaven. Man Zion is called to be on a strategy in this land. Did you hear what I'm trying to tell you? It's a church God has raised for a purpose of this end time revival. How many of you believe that's coming? Lift your hand and say, Lord, I'm grateful to you for your mercy and grace helping me to be here at times such as this. Maybe the word I say so much, say, Lord, thank you for helping me to be here in a time such as this. Are you really getting my accent? You know I'm not American. Are you getting my... Since I've been coming here, my accent has never changed. I've taken this young girl, we've gone to about sixth state. And this week we'll be moving to Kentucky. We'll finish it up, we'll come back, then we'll move to Portland and Florida. I want to take her around America. Somebody who has been with you for 40 years, I have not even bought her a car for once. Though we have a car, she can use it, but I'm giving a gift. And that's why when we're returning back to Nigeria by the end of next month, we'll be leaving this area through Atlanta on the 20th of August. The flight has been booked. Now, my friends, age group friends who grew together who are doing very well in Houston, they are planning a very big party for her. In fact, what they told me is the president of ACUSA, I mean Amimo Community in U.S. from my town. They are all my age mate groups. We school together. Their president is a medical doctor, Dr. John. He comes, he says, Bishop, look what we're doing. Women will take your wife to what do you call it, store. I say, what of me? I said, Bishop, we have seen you, but women want to make. And then you men should also take me to my own store. Even that, I'm not looking for more clothes. I'm 67. This year, in December, I'll be 68. God has been helping me. Please give him the glory. I say, give him the glory, please. And so you find out that the Lord, who has been keeping us, will keep us them all. He's going to raise you to the pinnacle of your faith. He did not call you to be a woman, a woman or a seat. He called you to be a disciple. He called you to be an instrument of blessing. God called you to make you a channel that will touch life right there. In all ramification, God will use you. Lift your hand and say, Lord, I believe you use me. Use me. Use me. Use me. Use me, Lord. Lord, I want you to use me. Use me. Lord, use me now. Use me. For your glory, Lord, use me. Use me, Lord. Jesus, use me today. Use me. Jehovah Shammah, use me now. Use me. For your praise, Lord, use me. Use me, Lord. The Lord will use you. If you tell Ananias, that's what he told the Lord, do you know whom you are asking me to go and meet? Saul of Tarsus? Is it not the ritual of Tarsus we had? that have done havoc to you in your name. You will not believe it. Because the man thinks is not the way God thinks. God knew the deposition in Saul. God knew what they can use him for. In fact, it's a very good mark in you. When you feel, I'm nothing. God cannot use me. That's the time he wants to make use of you. If I have by the grace able to come back this way before Jesus comes, how many of you believe Jesus is coming? Oh, great. Oh, great. Great. Because if you believe he's coming, you'll be on toes. You will walk that you know him. You walk that there's no more time left. You walk that the things happening within and around the world, even here in America, will make you to stand up and do all you could. Before I come by, if you grant me the grace to come by this area, hear me. I believe many of you are going to count your blessings. You're going to name a woman one by one. I'm not taking blessing of money. Ask my wife. There's a pastor I told in Louisiana, I don't want your money. I'm not here for money. I've seen it all. He's a white man. Almost all my friends are white. And I thank God for them. Very good man. Pastor Kevin says, Bishop, you know I said this. You visited me 3 times, Pastor Kevin. Do I come here and change my language, my behavior? He said, not at all. I believe in something that's real. Our God is real. Our faith is real. You must be real. Because at the end, he that seated on the throne is the one who will give you the blessing. Why? Because I noticed some unbehavior of him. But I go here, call me, say, Bishop, I still believe you are a father. He has a good church, number. Number is not the issue. Let me announce this. The presence, numerical strength of Mount Zion, I've been sharing with Michael, Mount Zion like a training center, student breeding center. Most of converts of the church are here and there. You may not know, but I'm telling you, I will share the first day. I prayed over this church the first day of Star Commencement at Jordan Avenue. Now, I know what God is doing here. Because what makes the church sound and solid is the head. If the head is right and has the vision from God, the church must be right. The church is the greatest empire on earth. The church is the body of Christ. And that's why the master said, gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And I want to announce, gates of hell will not prevail against your faith. As far as you're here, you will make progress. Don't allow the environmental situation, social situation to weigh you down. Those are part of the signs of the end time. That's what God promised. That's why I said to you, before I come over this area, many of you are going to be power breakers. Anointing will be high on you. Please put it on your diary, on your laptops, or tablets. I've gotten laptop, over 4 laptops. My children take all of them. Paul took the last one. It was Pastor Philip Smith, a friend of mine in Louisiana. Sunday, loaded. But I'm happy with that boy. He had graduated with good honors. And he won an international scholarship to read a master's degree here in America. So that's why I quickly, reluctantly allow my laptop again. This one of my sons bought it last year to replace. He said, Daddy, nobody should take this. I said, I've been having Samsung. You know what? My baby of the house graduated last year and did his youth, that what we call in Nigeria, youth service. When he finished youth service, he said, Daddy, can I use your phone? I said, not this one. Go and use the old one. Let me announce, put it in your recording place, that when I'll be here again, I cannot make any promise now, but I have the privilege to travel wherever I go. The truth is that before I come, many of you are going to be instruments in the hand of God. God will use you for souls. Hundreds or so will be sitting in this church. And many of you will notice the goodness of God. Know the Lord. How do we know him? Number one, remember your salvation is by grace. Ephesians says, somebody said, my salvation is by grace. What is grace? God's unmerited gift of favor. God's riches at Christ's expense. Grace. God who gave it to you, give because he loved you. Look at Galatians chapter 3, what it says. Galatians chapter 3. It's a powerful scriptures that makes sense. Verse 13, he said, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Wow. Be made a curse for us, for it is written, curse is everyone that hanged on the cross. Do you believe in Christ? That single faith of belief has redeemed you from every curse. Right from Adam to your day, you believe. I say right from Adam to the day you believe. Just simply because you believe in Christ. The jailer in Philippi, who jailed Paul and Silas, I said, what shall I do to be saved? Paul simply said, believe on the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be what? Saved. It's not by any other gimmicks. It's not by your own strength or power. It's just act of faith. He said in Galatians, without faith, I mean Hebrews chapter 11, for without faith is what? Impossible to please God. Without faith you cannot know him. For he that cometh to God, verse 6 of Hebrews 11, he that cometh to God like we came this morning, must do what? Believe that God is a rewarder of them that diligently do what? Seek him. As you're here, it's your personal affairs. You must show sign of seriousness. And that's why Jesus gave up what I said when I started in Matthew chapter 5. Matthew 5, verse 6. Matthew 5, he said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be what? Filled. We're having a transit flight journey from North Carolina to Maryland. And I was holding a bottle of water. The security officer in the security check said, excuse me, sir. I said, yes, sir. He said, you cannot take that into the. I said, this is water. Water no get enemy. He said, I said, this is water. Water has no enemy. Are you enemy of water? He said, well, that's the law, sir. I said, well, if you, what do? Do I get, okay, take it and drink. He said, no, it's not yet open. I wouldn't want to, I just bought it now. He looked at this. Okay, you can go. I said, thank you. A musician in Nigeria said, water no get what? Enemy. Everybody likes water. And the man allowed me. He was talking as if I didn't know what he was saying. And when I came out, I drank that water because I was thirsty. I didn't buy for decoration to shopping the security. If you are going to see the glory of God, you want to see the power of God in you, you want to witness the manifestation, there must be a thirstiness. That's some of the factors that show you have been redeemed. You know him. The way you wake up to pray is not by struggle. I've seen people who say, I never pray since morning. What for? You're under law. I've not read my Bible today. What for? If you have gotten him, you know him. It's just a matter of your fellowship. You don't struggle, it's there. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. Study to be approved, a workman that need not to be what? Ashamed. You find yourself enjoying your fellowship. I'm not doing it because I'm pushed, struggle to do. I'm doing it because it's part of my life. Are you getting what I'm saying? A man was teaching television by grace. I didn't like what he was saying. Grace is only a privilege to draw near to come to him. And that what did in the cross. But there must be a check of your grace message. Grace does not allow you to sin and you think it's all over. Grace does not cover sin. He said we cannot continue in sin for grace to abound. No. When you give your life to Christ, you experience redemption as benefits. One of the benefits you receive, Christ's nature comes inside of you. Lift your hand and say, Lord, I need your presence in my life. That was the song that your man was singing, his presence. Or is it Pastor Michael? Somebody sang last, a priest's presence. We need it. It can only happen through genuine repentance. When you are genuine, you give your life, you come to his Father, accept as my Lord and Savior. And you made that first decision. Remember I said I'm giving you three inevitable experiences. Can we say three inevitable experiences? That will keep you in check to know you are a child of God. Number one is redemption. That's what I've been mentioning. You must have these three inevitable experiences of your relation with God. If God don't know you, the church may know you. That makes no sense. If God don't know you and the whole preachers, I'll be coming for TDJ conference. It's a good friend of mine. He comes to Nigeria regularly. In fact, he was in Nigeria last week. Okay. And now, if God didn't know you, you just run in vain. That's what Paul said. I run to win a prize. Paul said to Philippians, I pray to the mark of high calling. You must walk in the direction of the gospel. May the Lord give you grace. Number two, you must experience transformation or sanctification. When you dedicate yourself to Christ, you will experience new creation. That's what we call complete gospel, inevitable experience. Look at Luke chapter 1. Hurry, because my time is gone. I preached somewhere in Maryland. They came to me, Bishop, it's time. I said, I will not preach in your church again. I said, I only preach for 20 minutes. They said, yeah, that's what we do on today, Bishop. I said, you people, are you tired with my message? The people say, no. How many minutes do you want me to preach? Let's do like in a congress. Those who believe I should preach at me say, aye. Those who don't want me to preach, I say, nay. I took over the church. The pastor said, Bishop, okay, I got to sit down and hear. And then I come. Because the message is very important. Unless the person do not hear from God. But thank God, a church that is endowed with a true man of God, with the glory of God, the word is already in the church. All I'm doing to remind you what you should have known already. So number two is a holy life in Luke chapter 1, verse 73 and 74 to 75. Say, 73, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us, that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear. You can't serve him until you're saved. And when you are saved, you start serving him. Jesus said, if you continue where? In my word, then you are my disciples. And when you are a disciple, you are a follower. You are made more than conqueror to serve your God. He said, you must serve him without fear. How? In holiness and in righteousness before him all the days of our life. A certain churches in our place, The prophets that used to wear a certain, maybe written holy. That's not the type of thing we're talking about. You can write holy. I'm going to a church in Kentucky. Almost many churches there, I'm the only one that says Africa that preaches their churches. It's called holiness churches. They said they love the way I preach. Very good people. The lady have long hairs, the dress down. Well, that is what I preached to. I told them this outward holiness. If your spirit is not dealt with, Jesus, except a corn of wheat fall down and die, it's abide for nothing. Holiness is the evidence of God's presence in you. And when the presence of God is in you, the fruit will grow. He said, you shall know them by their what? Fruit. The fruit is line up in Galatia. The joy will be there. The peace is there. You'll be full of enterprising. People be happy to meet you. I don't like a Christian that is quarreling with himself. If you are not happy with us, you cannot be happy with anybody else. And it's difficult to win a soul in that character. That's why we need his presence. Somebody say, I need his presence. Number three is inevitable experience in knowing, when you know your God, to grow and keep him working, is God's presence of the Holy Trinity, the Holy Spirit. There are three that makes one God, but it's the same. It's not that there are three different personalities doing different things. No. They are functioning in one unity. That's why the church of God is the place of unity. There may be a senior pastor, but we all working in the same spirit. The church of God, where you can see genuine love. The love that runs into the family. Somebody asked yesterday in a meeting, what is the secret between your mama for this time? Nothing. We can't even explain. And I love that question. We don't even have answer. Except that we have been praying together since we're married. Our children can testify, six of them. We have our first grandson while we're in Louisiana. We've been praying together every day, especially in the morning. Why do I say in the morning? Sometimes in the church it's 12 midnight. It's also where our house is. So we pray each morning. I believe maybe that prayer helped us. I want to refer here that if you can lose any, don't lose your family altar. Did you hear what I said? And it don't make it so tight. Do you know I'm going to shock you? My baby boy, Emmanuel, can lead us in a morning devotion. And today my wife loves his preaching and ministry than anybody else. In our church Sunday school, he had been given a Sunday school class. Mama left the class used to be and go to Emmanuel class. What else? Okay, you gave him your own class. Okay, Mama said, you remind me now. He gave my baby boy, Emmanuel, when I say baby, he's 26. He read history and international relation. He had second class. And now, okay, sorry, Timothy read history. And thank you for it. You see why two is better than one? She keep on reminding me. Emmanuel read project management technology. Thank you. He schooled at what we call Federal University of Technology, Owerri. And so the truth I'm trying to bring is that what I kept her together until this year and bringing her to the place. I've been coming to America since the 80s. I'm a member of Billy Graham World Prayer Team. Anyway, go for me. If I'm going, they pay everything. We pray for that man, even until he went to be with the Lord. I visited the cove and library. I know Franklin. And so you find out that what happened, we pray. And we're going to do that prayer any moment from now. Ladies and gentlemen, God said we should know him. You already know him. All we need is the grace to continue. Grace to serve him. Grace to understand you're on a mission and project, and we shall not fail him. Jesus said, continue. I am coming very soon. By and by. By and by, continue. Jesus say, continue. I am coming very soon. By and by and by, continue. Jesus say, continue. I am coming very soon. By your head, let's pray. Did you understand what I said? Was anybody blessed with my word? Okay, if you're blessed by your head, I'm going to lead you the prayer I want us to pray. Briefly, then I hand over to Pastor Michael, your pastor. Say this word after me. Lord Jesus, thank you for the message that I should know you. I'm ready to know you and the power of thy resurrection. You are real to me because you are my creator. You are my protector. You are my provider. You are my lion tribe of Judah. Because you do fight for my cause. Today I surrender afresh to you. I'm ready to follow you 24/7 to be your ambassador, representing the gospel of heaven, the gospel of power, the gospel of righteousness, gospel of prosperity, gospel of healing, gospel of deliverance, gospel of prayer answers. Lord, I will carry this banner. I will carry this banner wherever I go. Let me be renewed with the mark of Jesus in my life. Thank you, I'm a child of God. 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 Let the power of the word spoken today take care of my needs. Financial need, family need, or matrimonial need, my economic need, my social need. Now touch your head, take your hand, place on your head. The Bible said, if I lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. When we are coming, my wife has an ankle bone pain. It will, when we get to Houston, it become more worse. But when we arrive, Louisiana, a friend of mine we have known for more than 20 years, Philly Smith, took me to the son-in-law medical doctor. Well, after the man looked at it, nothing wrong. But however, Bishop, what you do when you get back home? I told her, we forgot the x-ray. She had the x-ray. They have been telling her nothing wrong. They gave her two shots, what we call two shots, two injections. Guess what? The pain she had in the marrow bone stopped the next 4 hours. If you see the way she walks now, this, I said, devil, you are a liar. This young girl will come with me on this vacational journey, and you can't stop her. Because our God is good. Since we came to Michael's house, the leg isn't working. Everybody has been doing one thing or two to make sure she's happy. She must be happy. I've been laying my hand on it, and I know, since even medical reports say nothing wrong, nothing will ever be wrong. God, who did it, will do it for you. I stretch my hand and say, receive a miracle. Receive answer to your desire. When you get by, read this scripture, Mark chapter 11, 24. Jesus said, Mark chapter 11, 24, note. Jesus said, what things soever you desire, when we pray, believe you receive them, and you will have it. Whatever your desire for you and your family have bill to pay, don't let your heart be troubled. God will give you your heart desire. Anybody sick here, be healed. In Jesus' name. You will never have bad dream anymore. There'll be nothing to cause confusion in your spirit because you know you are redeemed and lived. The God who saved you said he will never leave you nor forsake you. He is the God. He changeth not. And so you will not be destroyed. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name.